O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine there should be either hell, brute creation, the realm of departed spirits, or the body of Asuras, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine the beings who are born there should fall away and fall into hell, the brute creation, the realm of departed spirits, or into the body of Asuras, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine the beings who are born there should not all be of one colour, viz. A golden colour, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine there should be perceived any difference between gods and men, except when people count and tell, saying, these are gods and men, but only in ordinary and imperfect parlance, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine the beings who are born there should not be possessed of the highest paramitas of miraculous power and self-control, so that they could at least in the shortest moment of one thought step over 100,000 niyotas of kotis of Buddha countries, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine the beings who are born there should not all be possessed of the recollection of their former births, so as at least to remember 100,000 niyotas of kotis of kalpas, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine the beings who are born there should not all acquire the divine eye, so that at least to be able to see 100,000 niyotas of kotis of worlds, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine the beings who are born there should not all acquire the divine ear, so as at least to be able to hear at the same time the good law from 100,000 niyotas of kotis of Buddha countries, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine the beings who are born there should not all be skilled in the knowledge of the thoughts of other people, so as at least to be able to know the deeds and thoughts of beings belonging to 100,000 niyotas of kotis of Buddha countries, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine the beings who are born there should form any idea of property, even with regard to their own body, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if in that Buddha country of mine the beings who are born there should not all be firmly established, viz. In absolute truth, till they have reached Mahaparinirvana, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if any being should be able to count the pupils belonging to me after I have obtained the highest perfect knowledge in that Buddha country of mine, even if all beings who are contained in those 3 millions of spheres of worlds, after having become Pratyeka Buddhas, should be counting for 100,000 niyotas of kotis of kalpas, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if, after I have obtained the highest perfect knowledge, my light should be liable to be measured in this Buddha country of mine, even by the measure of 100,000 niyotis of kotis of Buddha countries, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if the measure of the life of the beings in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained the highest perfect knowledge, should be liable to be measured, excepting always by their own power of prayer, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if the measure of my life after I have obtained Bodhi should be limited, even by numbering 100,000 niyotas of kotis of kalpas, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if, for the beings in this Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, even the name of sin should exist, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if immeasurable and innumerable blessed Buddhas in immeasurable Buddha countries do not glorify my name after I have obtained the Bodhi, if they do not preach my fame and proclaim my praise and utter it together, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if those beings who have directed their thought towards the highest perfect knowledge in other worlds, and who, after having heard my name, when I have obtained the Bodhi, have meditated on me with serene thoughts, if, at the moment of their death, after having approached them, surrounded by an assembly of bhikshus, I should not stand before them, worshipped by them, that is, so that their thoughts should not be troubled, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if those beings who in innumerable and immeasurable Buddha countries, after they have heard my name, when I shall have obtained Bodhi, should direct their thoughts to be born in that Buddha country of mine, and should for that purpose bring their stock of merit to maturity, if these should not be born in that Buddha country, even those who have only 10 times repeated the thought of that Buddha country, barring always those beings who have committed the 5 anantariya sins, and who have caused an obstruction and abuse of the good law, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if those beings who have born in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, should not all be bound to one birth only, before reaching the highest perfect knowledge, barring always the special prayers of those very noble-minded bodhisattvas who have put on the whole armour of the law, who understand the welfare of all beings, who are devoted to all beings, who work for the attainment of nirvana of all beings, who wish to perform the duty of a bodhisattva in all worlds, who wish to serve all Buddhas, and to bring beings, in number like grains of sand of the river Ganga, to the highest perfect knowledge, and who, besides, are turned towards the higher practice, and perfect in the practice of the Samantabhadra discipline, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if the bodhisattvas who are born in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, should not all be able, after having gone to other Buddha countries, after their one morning meal, to worship many hundreds of Buddhas, many thousands of Buddhas, many hundred thousands of Buddhas, many kotis of Buddhas, and etc., till up to many hundred thousand niyotas of kotis of Buddhas, with objects which give every kind of pleasure, and this through the grace of the Buddha, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge. O Bhagavat, if those bodhisattvas in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, should wish their stock of merit to grow in the following shapes, viz., either in gold, in silver, in jewels, in pearls, in beryls, in shells, in stones, in corals, in crystal, in amber, in red pearls, in diamonds, and etc., or in any one of the other jewels, or in all kinds of perfumes, in flowers, in garlands, in ointment, in incense powder, in cloaks, in umbrellas, in flags, in banners, or in lamps, or in all kinds of dancing, singing, and music. And if such gifts should not appear for them, from being produced as soon as thought of, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge? O Bhagavat, if those beings who are born in that Buddha country of mine, after I have obtained Bodhi, should not all recite the story of the law which is accompanied by omniscience, then may I not obtain the highest perfect knowledge?